Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. We are stepping into a new day that's all been made by you, Father God. Thank you that this whole creation is your idea. So it comes from your heart. And we rejoice in it, Lord. Thank you that we can rejoice in the sun coming up and it's doing its work, shining, removing the darkness, and just fulfilling its purpose. And so we also, as your workmanship, Lord, are created in you, in Christ Jesus, before the foundation of the earth, for good works laid out there for us, Lord. So bless this word to us, and bless this day to us, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. It's Psalm 136 from verses 9 to 12, but we start in 8 just to make sense, from 8 to 12. The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, for his steadfast love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them. For his steadfast love endures forever, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. For his steadfast love endures forever. You're powerful. You know, God's steadfast love is that which he has in his heart, and he's not a man to change his mind. And so he's bringing about his perfect plan. This world was created by him, and it's so beautiful, the word says in it there. He said this creation declares his power and his divine attributes, and we see every species is uniquely made. They are all made the same. A dog is a dog, a cat is a cat, but each one also carries unique characteristics, a unique character, attitudes, and that's a beauty. That's what we see in people as well. Each and every one, we mankind, but we've got different fruits and different gifts, and this is so beautiful. This shows our great God, and there's male and there's female, and there's a family, and these are the divine things God has given to us that is precious, and we've got to bring divinity into it by staying according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, which will always be according to the Word, and stay within the boundaries of the Word. And then the beautiful picture here we got, you know, to lead his people out of captivity, there was judgment. And we can see, you know, for mankind now to come out of this deception of the kings of this world, there's a global elite. There's needing judgment. Judgment is going to come, just like in the time of Esther, the time of Gideon, the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's going to happen. And then we see they were taken up out. God opened the way for them through the Red Sea, and he carried them in the desert. He took them on into the desert. And then we've got beautiful chapters, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Where it talks about everything happened there for our example, because we are now in an exodus. We are in an exodus where God is bringing about his plan to restore this world. He's bringing about his plan to give the righteous. This world is made for the righteous, not for the unrighteous. We see that in Psalm 37. It speaks about there, the unrighteous will be taken off this earth and the righteous will inherit this earth. And it's clear there over and over, more than seven times. You see both those scenarios, the righteous ruling and the wicked being removed. So we're in exciting times now. And the thing is, as it goes on in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we mustn't think, you know, that we won't be tested and we don't go through squeezings. We do. Amen. The word says it clearly. If you build a house on the rock, even on Jesus, and you hear his word and you do it, you're like a wise man building your house on the rock. The storms will come, but you will overcome. And so we can see the storms are there. And what is the storms? The devil trying to take out even the elect, even the called out ones in that day. So he's working overtime here in these last days. So we need to know our God, the leading of the Spirit, know the Word, confirmed with the Word, so that it can manifest in our flesh, in our bodies, because we are the temples of the living God, and he's wanting to show the greatness of his our redemption that he's done for us in Christ Jesus. So we need to know that the same testings that the Israelites went in there in the desert is the testings that's come. The devil doesn't change. He is carnal, just as we were carnal before we got born again. And so those carnal things is what's coming upon us and what is testing this world. Do you want carnality or do you want the Spirit? Do you want to be led by the flesh or do you want to be led by the Spirit? So the reality is we need to stick close to our God and know that the testings are there to fall into the life, go into captivity. The Revelations tells us the saints mustn't go into captivity. This is a time of enduring. And so 1 Corinthians chapter 10 also goes on to say in that there, we must know that we're not tested beyond what we can handle, so we can handle it. We've got to keep conscious of God, draw strength from him, and stay in the right boundaries. And another thing is we won't be tested beyond what we can handle, so we can handle it. And all the things coming is carnal, so we got to stay spiritual. And then God will show us a way or make the way of escape. So know this, that Exodus in the Old Testament was an example for exactly where we are in this day. Amen. So take hold of that, read that chapter, that portion of Scripture, and just see we need to stand fast. And standing fast is looking to the Lord, hearing from the Lord, and staying, abiding with him, walking with him. Amen. Unless the Lord lights a fire, we will lay down in torment. So we let him light the fire as we're doing this morning, looking into the Word again. And this is talking about the steadfast, perfect love that casts out all fear, because we are now too busy with the good to do the bad. Being babes to evil, wise to what is good, the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath our feet. Amen.